knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Hey, you are the ones that lead Local Talk. It's you calling in. It's you emailing me, texting me. This is how it works. It's your live and local FM Talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so happy it's Friday. Friday. This is what we do going in the weekend. You know why? Because people are going to be getting out this weekend and sharing their voice. Speaking of sharing your voice, let's do the poll question. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Is the coronavirus being used to distract people from a larger issue? Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us today's poll question and sponsoring it. You know, we love all of our sponsors, all of our advertisers. Yesterday's poll question, do we need to open up the schools and get kids back into the brick and mortar schools? 93% of you said yes, 7% said no. Basically, I love this answer. Well, they can't stay at home and risk the teachings of the left turn their brains into commie mush. Teach math, history, and English, and not all that feel-good crap. Just missing the competition in the classroom experience is a huge loss. Life experience. There is competition in everything. How else can I get a COVID participation medal? That's hysterical. All right, 991fmtalk.com. Not only answer the day's poll question, but you can stream the show live and you can check out the podcast. You definitely want to spread around the podcast today because we have a very special guest joining us right now. He is, I've kind of dubbed him the man in demand because everybody's thinking lawsuits right now for more than just one reason. So joining us right now is Joey Gilbert, the man of Joey Gilbert Law. Check it out for yourself. Joey, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, Joey, there's so many questions going on of individual rights being violated, of business people, of their rights being violated. Now we see in Atlanta, in Georgia, you know, a governor puts out a ruling that no city, no county can require masks. Now those cities are suing the governor. It is just crazy. What have you been doing to help the citizens of Nevada in all of these far-reaching, overreaching, tyrannical issues that Governor Sisolak is putting out?
Well, you just said it right there. It's absolute insanity. It is absolute nonsense, insanity. It doesn't follow the science. As a matter of fact, you had Fauci a little less than a couple months ago saying not to wear masks. Now you've got the World Health Organization saying that healthy people shouldn't wear masks. But it is 100% politicized. That's all this is about. And it's absolute government overreach. What these governors are doing is just beyond pale. Never did I ever think that you would see what we're seeing. It was supposed to be 15 days to slow the spread. We are 5 months into this now. And meanwhile, we've got something with a lower mortality rate than the common cold or seasonal flu. Doesn't matter what anyone tries to tell you. For people under 70, those are the scientific facts. Now, there was a huge problem with the older population and at-risk individuals, at-risk patients, a.k.a. nursing homes. And where are half our nation's deaths? The nursing homes. So at the end of the day, there was a, as you know, Monica, this is words we're going to hear a lot of, you know, narrowly tailored, right? Were these face masks or any of these emergency mandates narrowly tailored? Absolutely not. For the first 3 or 4 months, you were allowed to go into any of the big box stores or any of the big chain stores with nothing on. And then all of a sudden, after shutting down small businesses and crushing the middle class, and these are the businesses that won't reopen, then now they're going to the mandatory mask wearing. But again, as we said, there's no rule, there's no law that I can see that could require an American citizen in any state to be forced to wear a mask. Now, business owners can, so, you know, because they want to keep their business and they and their business license and be able to keep, you know, providing for themselves. But there, these rules and these draconian measures enacted by these governors, especially Sisolak, are absolutely unconstitutional, and they've gone way too far.
Well, now, from what I understand, if you listen to Ira Hansen on the floor, there is the word out there that Governor Sisolak is actually going to mayors and to county commissioners and saying that the state, he will deny funds if they don't push this agenda. Now, is that something that, to me, that seems illegal? It seems like intimidation.
It's just, it's extortion. Governor Sisolak has become a criminal. At the end of the day, what he's doing is criminal. And you can, I don't care what anyone wants to say to me about it. The numbers don't lie. The death totals, the hospitalizations do not require any longer and never did. I could understand when we didn't know about this disease in early March and people were worried that in order to get a better handle on it, to make sure our healthcare system wasn't overwhelmed, that was one thing. But once that came and went and everybody knew the peaks were in early May, it should have been done then. We should have been at 75 to 100% open then. For them to continue doing it, it's nothing but politics. It's nothing about mail-in ballots. It's nothing about, you know, control. Nothing more than control. Otherwise, you'd see it. And again, let me just say this. Where would you see a governor who's so terrified and he gets on TV and he cries and he shows his sensitive side about the people in the hospital? Where are his tears for the small businesses he's decimating? Where are his tears for the kids caught in broken homes? Where are his tears for the kids trapped in families or in areas that don't work, that aren't getting their meals, that aren't getting to see their coaches and their teachers and their real support group? And then look at the medical procedures that have been being put off and put off. They're actually saying hospitals are getting overwhelmed now due to normal care that's been put off too long, and that the ICUs aren't stacked in COVID, but they're stacked about 25% COVID, and the rest is stuff that went too far. So again, at the end of the day,
you don't hear that. You don't hear that in the mainstream media. You just hear that the hospitals are packed, the ICUs are packed, and they don't break that down to perpetuate that fear.
Well, they're not even packed. I mean, the reports came out of the Southern Nevada hospitals 2 days ago. They weren't at capacity or anywhere near it. They're laying off staff. I've got friends in the hospitals. I'm not going to tell you who they are, obviously, but I've got administrators at Renown, one of our biggest hospitals, and he puts one of the CEOs of Renown on his task force. They're complicit. They're criminal, what they're doing. They're not giving people life-saving medication like hydroxychloroquine. And you can say whatever you want to. When CNN comes out with a bombshell report, the hydroxychloroquine is reducing death by 5 times. Yeah. You tell me why our governor still has an emergency regulation that's banning and limiting the use of this medication. And for all you nutheads out there that want to scream hydroxychloroquine, you don't have to take it. No one's making you take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one's forcing anybody to take this. It should be available to you if you want it. And it should not be, you know, something kept from the public. But my God, if we really cared about public health, we would quarantine or restrict access to our vulnerable population, those in nursing homes, critical care, you know, facilities, or those with chronic medical conditions, and the rest of us would be open up 100%, making sure we wash our hands, making sure we use hand sanitizer, but the rest is complete and total nonsense.
Well, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't. But that's been taken away from us now, even with the largest retailer coming out.
Let me say this, though. I do this because people are so freaked out of this and they're so misinformed. Let me say this. You know CNN is doing their job when you see people driving in their own car alone with a mask on. That should tell you everything. Okay, I wear a mask into businesses out of respect for the business owner whose license I know would be on the line. I wear a mask once in a while in a confined space because I can legitimately see the concern of some of the people, you know, just through their eyes. I'm, you know, 70% of, you know, human contact is nonverbal communication. You can tell when people are just freaked out. So I do it for them out of, to be polite and courteous. But as soon as I am away, 5 feet away, 6 feet away from people, that mask comes off. I don't wear it anywhere in any space unless I'm in a confined space for you know, a period of time. And even then, you know, up in Incline and up in Tahoe, it's been nice to see that people aren't being as crazy. And in different parts of Reno, people aren't as crazy. But you've got those knuckleheads, the, you know, the mask police, the Karens out there, that I want to say to them, hey, if your masks work so well, what are you worried about? You know, leave me alone. I'm not doing anything. You know, the thing is, as even Dr. Fauci said, he said, don't wear a mask. Why? Because it makes people more prone to what? Touch their face. They're using their hands, which are contaminated. And it's going to come out a couple months from now that there was never this insanity with the mask. It should have been closer, you know, attention paid to hand sanitation and to, you know, keeping your hand. Because what are people doing? They think I got a mask on. So they're touching everything. They're going right in, touching their phone. Now they're touching their eyes. Now they're touching their mask. It doesn't make sense.
And they're constantly adjusting those masks.
They're constantly adjusting.
But Joey, that's the thing now, because OSHA has been, you know, turned into the goon squad for the governor, who is now, they've put out, what, $56,000 worth of fines just on seven businesses in Nevada. Seven. How can people protect themselves? Is it legitimate to sue to protect your rights? And is anybody suing? Can anybody get in on class action lawsuits? It's just, I know the law. I know the law takes a process and it's going to be years, but what do you do in the now?
Well, you know, Monica, the issue right now is, and I'm sorry for jumping in a couple of times, is NRS 414 is probably the worst thing that this state has ever had enacted. The legislature, and no surprise, surprise, last session, what they did in ratcheting this down, this was planned. All of this is planned. This guy's powers under 414 are basically impenetrable. Now, there's a very, very smart attorney. There's a group, Bailey Kennedy, out of Las Vegas, that's representing 37 bars, last I checked. And that group is fantastic. And they have the wherewithal, I think, because the governor crossed the line when he closed all bars. There's no way to show any difference in anything else to say that, you know, that these guys in phase two, following all the social distancing and state requirements, were any more likely to, you know, infect or cause, you know, anything, any type of a conducive environment for COVID positive than anyone else. So I think he may have at least opened himself up here, where we might still have to stay in this 50%, you know, capacity thing, and even with the mask. But I think the group in Vegas right now is very well represented, and I think that if anybody could get it turned, because of his tyranny, he went too far. If he would have just stuck to the process and opening things back up, I think he might have been okay. But I think Tyrant Sisolak crossed the line and trying to close down all these bars, because what he's missing is so much of their revenue comes off these gaming machines. And if they can distance people 6 feet a place, and they can, you know, if you can still go in the casinos and play, then how are you going to tell a bar owner that's not serving food at the bar, that is just letting someone have a drink at the bar and play the machine, how are you going to tell them that's any more dangerous than a restaurant or a Walmart or a Home Depot or anywhere else on this planet? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I didn't think it was. I didn't realize it was food that was keeping everything away.
No,
Joey,
keeping it open. If you're just a bar, you'd have to close. But as long as you, this is what's so silly.
Yeah.
As long as you serve food, you can stay open. Now, what has a more likelihood of transmitting if this whole droplet bunch of BS is out there and the eyes being open is really true? Then why is it the food that makes a difference? If someone could tell me that, I'd love to know.
Somebody kept pushing to us that, you know, go on to joeygilbertlaw.com and he's helping certain people. What are you actually doing, and how can people in Northern Nevada seek out your services?
Well, first and foremost, we've just become basically an information center for people, letting them know what's out there. And I have a website I put out, COVID19NevadaStrong.com. It's just exactly what we're going through, COVID-19, but we are Nevada Strong. And on there, you will see, I spent $9,000 and donated tests to a doctor's office. We're testing law enforcement for antibodies. I filed 4 lawsuits, 3 in federal court. My partner and lead counsel, Sigal Shatah, Sigal Shatah, in Las Vegas. Sigal Shatah, we filed a class action on behalf of all the workers, that the independent contractors that were off a while ago, the bartenders and the estheticians and the masseuses and barbers and hairstylists, and got that. And we felt good that may have pushed things forward a few weeks. And then we filed a lawsuit on behalf of Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, in Las Vegas. They are a church we're representing, and we are going to appeal that to the Ninth Circuit. And then finally, we filed in that same lawsuit that we filed to open up businesses, we filed on behalf of Nevada Osteopathic Association to allow hydroxychloroquine. We have just been losing. It's been political determination, political decision after political decision, and, you know, just basically sorry, you know, don't think it's there. And then finally, I filed a lawsuit in state court in Reno, Nevada, also for hydroxychloroquine, filed a restraining order and lost that in front of Judge Freeman here in Reno. Didn't believe that it was enough an emergency and there wasn't enough irreparable harm. I thought that people dying in mass is irreparable harm, but apparently they didn't agree with that. So
yeah,
now
the
in
suicide
Reno,
rate increased by 30%, and these people are committing suicide because they don't see a way forward.
And they're scared, and they've run up debt, and now they've lost their dream, and they've lost their business, and they've lost their kids. And there's so many secondary effects that are going to haunt us for the next few years, next 5 years, that it's scary. And I will just say this, media@joeygilbertlaw.com is just to send an email. I'm not charging people. I will represent any Nevadan and business owner for free in front of any state body or agency when the time is right. That's what I'm doing. Because I am so enraged and just blown away that this is happening, that they're sending OSHA into certain businesses that they're absolutely targeting. And we're going to get to that. They are being completely biased and going to people that they have bones to pick with or someone that they saw a report with earlier, and they're continuing to go back and absolutely harass and terrorize these people as state agencies. So Joey Gilbert Law will back you 100% for free in front of any state agency to push back against the governor. And I think all Nevadans should open their business 100%. I think we should take off the mask, and I think we should get back to business. And then 3 weeks, when the hospitals aren't overflowed and there's not this crazy death total because we know what we're doing, then we'll show him that his mandates are nonsense and ridiculous.
People are so intimidated and they're so scared, but people have to realize that when we stand as one, that we are greater than anything in the government. So I appreciate your opinion there that we can do this. Just take off the masks and open up your businesses.
They had hundreds of thousands of people pouring in the streets for protests, and they didn't have the police power to stop. And look what happened here in the city of Reno. And those were people being violent. Well, if everybody in Northern Nevada got together in downtown Reno, I'm talking tens of thousands without masks, just like they did in New York, just like they did in Los Angeles, just like they did everywhere else, and there was no problem. And but this time we weren't screaming and throwing things and breaking things and fighting with people, but just protesting and washed our hands and kept our procedures in place. I think it would send a hell of a message that we need to move forward and stop this nonsense.
Do we have any recourse of the Nevada State Legislature meeting in the middle of the night and keeping people locked out of our constitutional process to, you know, lobby our representatives. We can't do that right now. Is there anything to go forward on that?
No, there's nothing to do. They're keeping us locked out from that. They even went as far as to try and prevent Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman Wheeler, from being on the floor of the legislative body without a mask. He's a war veteran with a medical condition. You're telling me that's not political? But meanwhile, when they caucus, their masks are off and they're sitting around together. But then they go out, they put them on. It's all game. It's theatrics. It's politics. It's nonsense. And as Ira Hansen said, you know, I reached out to him on the back burner and on the back channel and just said, what can I do? And he said, unless we get some Democrat support or help, we're dead in the water. I mean, that's what they did. That's what a supermajority does. And, you know, I think finally law enforcement is waking up. You know, it was a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know why law enforcement, you know, especially Sheriff Lombardo in Vegas has been doing a great job. But you got Sheriff Balaam up here. But, you know, these guys thought, you know, they fell into the talking points of 15 days to slow the spread. Next thing you know, they're trying to keep their own citizens locked up for 5 months. They don't think it's cool. You know, I might not hear it from their mouths, but I hear it from people pretty close to them. And no one in law enforcement thinks what's happening right now is right, is reasonable, and should continue. But they have to do what they have to do, and it's unfair. The police are already in a bad spot, already put with their heels against the wall, and now you're making them enforce complete nonsense? It's just not right. And I think it's all done by design.
I'm right there with you. This is all to cover other things. What is the NRS? What is the statute that people need to find out more about and literally lobby? Oh, go ahead.
No, what we need to do is we need to put a gang of the toughest, meanest, smartest attorneys together, and we need to hammer 414, and we need to keep going at this guy until we break it. And that's what needs to happen. What I don't understand about Republicans is they absolutely infuriate me. They just turtle shell. They don't fight back. The Democrats are always up for a street fight. They will get in the streets and they will fight. The Republicans, usually too busy or don't want to get with it, they'll give you money. They'll give you a check. They'll make a call for you. But we need people to step up and activate and take a leadership role. Where our Republican leadership is today blows my mind. Why our city councils and our county commissions aren't convening emergency meetings with public testimony to ask how the citizens are doing, how hard this is to do these mass things, and how it's not helping. Why are we not doing this? Why are we not punching back like they are down in Orange County?
Well, because they prefer not having the public involved, and they can still go on and, you know, pass all of these directives and pass all of these development programs, and people can't really participate. So I don't think they have a problem with that.
Well, it is too. You said it. The best thing you said, and you nailed it, was fear. Everybody has told me they're scared to death of retribution from this governor. And even our own county commission, they were going to back my lawsuit, and then they got out because they were scared of Sisolak. We have to work with him for the next couple of years. He's a big, mean guy. He's going to hurt us. You know what? You didn't back a drug that has a 5 times more likely chance of preventing death and hospitalization. And then they said, oh, remdesivir is available. I got friends calling me that have parents or friends on ventilators in Vegas that are dying. They can't even get remdesivir to them because there's not enough of it. But guess what they've got in mass and in bulk that they're sitting on that's going to expire? Hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine, which is the most effective treatment across the world so far. And Monica, let me just say this because your listeners need to look up two things. NRS 414 and early use of hydroxychloroquine as soon as symptoms present themselves. And in the entire nation state of South Korea, we're talking a nation close to China, there's less than 400 deaths. Less than 400 deaths, okay? What did they use from the very beginning? Hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc sulfate. And they're actually even saying that just the hydroxychloroquine and zinc is enough, or just the vitamin C and zinc is enough. So listeners out there, up your immune system with vitamin C and zinc, and, you know, get your sunlight, get your fresh air, get that mask off when you're not around people, because it is decreasing your oxygen, and all cancer and toxins exist and actually exacerbate in a low oxygen environment. And that's why I believe they have the masks on everybody.
And make sure that you vote in November and get rid of the go along to get along or get along to go along Republicans. Joey Gilbert.
Can I just say one thing? Here's our headline for this November. Had enough? Vote Republican. That's it. Had enough of the nonsense? Vote Republican. That's it. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much, Joey. JoeyGilbertLaw.com. You can find out more, especially at the media at JoeyGilbert.com. Thank you so much for your time, sir. And we're behind you. The people of Nevada are behind you, even when the politicians aren't. So, Joey, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm going to continue being your voice. And like I said, if you need something, get at me. Don't hesitate to contact me. People all day tell me, I can't believe you're responding to me on Messenger. I respond, it's me. I want to hear what you have to say. And if you have any information that can help me, get it to me. I will keep you confidential. I will keep your interest private, but please get it to me.
All right. Thank you so much, Joey. I really appreciate your time today. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, bringing you the information that others don't want you to know. We'll be back right after this. Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining me today on this Friday. I hope our last segment with Joey Gilbert just, you know, got you going, got you motivated. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think the COVID, you know, the virus, is being used to distract from something bigger? 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, do we need to get these kids back into brick and mortar schools? 7% said no. 93% said yes. Pediatricians, they wholeheartedly back getting kids back into schools. We're going to see the fallout from COVID-19 for years and years to come. So I want to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone, I am so glad he called in because I am getting email after email after email about him. Let's go to the phone talk and text lines, 884-9910, and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian.
Oh, my gosh, Monica. Best segment ever. I mean, Joey killed it. To get so much in. I mean, where are politicians answering questions like this and getting so much in?
Yeah.
You know? What are we doing here? So my follow-up, I got some notes here because, man, you just want to explode and just have so much to share. Yeah. But, you know, Sisolak, here it goes right back to him being a bully. Well, he wants me out of there. So I pitched a tent, and five sheriff's departments show up. You know, God bless them. But, you know, they forced me to leave. I exhibited my Nevadan right to carry a firearm on my hip. So they did expose that and extract it from me and, pretty much booted me out of there telling me I needed a permit. So I went down the next morning to where they told me I could get this permit or potentially get it. And, there's no permit. You know, they were supposed to call me back. They went into a back office. They're making calls. So this guy's protecting himself. Everybody needs to show up on this guy's doorstep. Everybody needs to be, thousands need to be on this, guys.
Well,
are you there?
Brian, you still there? Oh, good. I heard a dial tone and I thought I lost you. Brian, I'm getting tons of emails and texts about where you are. People are looking for you. They want to help you. They want to be a part of this with you and they can't find you. So where are you right now?
Well, here's what I want, Monica. I want to help everybody else. I want to wake everybody up. I'm the guy that has the cojones to go down there on the governor's mansion and sleep there. And now they're telling me I can't. And that's a part of my protest. I'm not sleeping. I can sleep a lot of places. I'm sleeping there to show them, hey, dude, I'm homeless, man. What are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing about it for all these other people that you're putting out on the streets because you've shut their businesses down? You know, what are you doing about it? These politicians have drug us under the floor long enough. And if we don't step up, Monica, a lot of us are going to be dead at the end of all this. I mean, that's the end of the line right there.
There's already a number of people that are dead already.
They are. But I'm saying it could be coming. It could get really bad. I mean, in ways that have nothing to do with COVID. Well, they're directly related to COVID, but not being sick of the so-called infection itself. So kind of moving on, though, you know, this guy, and then, you know, they're giving all these bailouts. So I'm calling the SBA. They owe me $1,000 down from $10,000 they were just going to give me, right? No, they tell me the other day that they're broke and I'm not getting the money now because they're broke. And they have not been able to put it in my bank account for months because they're telling me they have some bank issue. No, there's no bank issue. Now they're out of the money. So I'm definitely not getting $1,000. And then the unemployment, why would I expect? Every time I call, the system hangs up on you. It just flat out tells you, sorry, we're so busy, we can't take your call right now. And it just hangs up on you. How are you supposed to get anybody on the phone after 4 months of this? I mean, it makes you crazy. You keep doing the same thing over and over, and it makes you crazy.
What do you suggest people do?
Stand up for your rights. Stop. Take those masks off your face, first of all. My father's a physician. My grandfather, my uncle. You know, these masks aren't saving you guys. So take the masks off and then stand up for your rights. Go down to Carson City. Get on the front doorstep of the mansion. I'm talking, get around, guys. Get out. If you're unemployed, get off the couch because I ain't getting any money. I already know that. I've never taken a penny from the government in my life, and I'd like to get this unemployment, but I ain't counting on it. In fact, I don't think I am getting it. But nonetheless, we've got a situation where the government is deciding who gets to live and who gets to die. Because ultimately, I know we have a great nation of people that want to give and help people, but I want to fight and make my own money and do my thing. And I certainly don't want to take a job for Amazon making 14, 15 bucks an hour, being hurled around, told what to do all day because my business failed over a sickness.
And being forced to wear a mask at Amazon.
I put all my money into this. You know, I put almost everything I had into making my thing go. And then he's going to come in here and end me like this.
Well, then I want anybody who is available, everyone as much as possible, just head to the governor's mansion and camp out. Just camp out at the governor's mansion. I mean, if homeless people can do it in public spaces, just tell them you're homeless, because homeless have protections that you and I don't. So head on over, start camping out at the governor's mansion, and if they harass you, just say you're homeless and you have no place else to go. That's where we need to be, is at the governor's mansion and at the legislature, because they're keeping us locked out. Brian, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for the phone call. And I'm praying for you every day, Brian. This has got to work out not only for you, but for all of us. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Nick this morning. Nick wants to talk about masks. Hey, Nick.
Hi. Hey, I think I usually agree with you on most issues, but this mask thing, not wearing masks is really bad, because like I was in my mother and father's living room and they're elderly, and I had a sneezing fit because I have allergies or something like that, and I couldn't contain my spit. I was heading out the door to get outside, but without a mask, you can't control your spit. It just flies everywhere. It's a proven fact.
Yeah, but Brian, I mean, Nick, there's more people who aren't sneezing. There are more people who aren't coughing. There are more people. The majority of people, even if they test positive for COVID, they are not infectious, and their lives are being ruined, and they're actually getting sick. So I'm going to continue to say what I say, Nick. You have to look at the medical facts. You know, if your family is elderly and you don't want to infect them, then that is your choice to wear a mask and separate yourself from them. Keep that 6 feet of distance. But the entire state of Nevada should not be under that lockdown. So, Nick, God bless you. Protect your parents. I hope everything's okay. But this is, well, it's not about a right. It's not about a right. It's about health issues. Other people are getting sick because they're breathing in their own toxins. Doctor after doctor after doctor says this is bad for you.
It's worse when you spread it to other people. If you sneeze in a grocery store, it's a proven fact that 6 feet, 7 feet away, you create a cloud of spit in the air, and that's how it's transmitted.
Well, that's
by the air.
And you know what? People don't just go out there and sneeze into the air. They either go down into their chest, or they go into their arm, or they go into their hand. I've never just sneezed and let it go out into public. You know, it's personal responsibility, Nick, and masks are not going to protect you. Even if you're wearing a mask, if you're out there spreading COVID germs or the virus, it goes right through the mask. So how is that protecting anybody? It says it on the side of the...
It's controlling some of it.
It does not matter, Nick. It does not matter. Sorry, I will continue to disagree with you. For every issue you show me, for every study that is showing that masks help, I will show you 10 that show that they don't. Mark, please stay on the line. We'll be back right after this quick break with Mark's comments on Brian's issues that we had just spoken with. So we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to one of the state leads on the recall Sisalac 2.0 effort, and how you can be involved, and we'll be talking about how it could have been a nasty situation late last night and into the early morning hours for the legislature and mines. Right now, though, let's head back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Mark, you wanted to talk about Brian, who is losing everything, lost his business. He's, trying to get people aware of what's going on. What are your thoughts?
So, first of all, I got into my truck and I heard Brian's call, and it just killed me. I mean, this poor dude, you got two calls that I listened to, and they're both on the total opposite ends of the spectrum here. You got Brian, who's basically homeless, and he's telling you not to wear masks. They're taking our rights away. They're taking our freedoms away. And then you got this guy, Nick, who's sitting in his air-conditioned home with his parents, and he's sneezing all over his parents, and he's telling everybody to wear a mask. Well, Nick, if you want to wear a mask, why are you sneezing all over your parents? That's what I want to know, okay? Go to a different room, sneeze into your elbow, do whatever it takes to take care of your parents, but don't go sneezing all over them. I think that's kind of silly. So I don't understand what's going on with Nick, but this Brian guy, he makes a lot of good points, Monica, and I think everybody that could possibly take a sleeping bag, we should all join Brian this weekend and sleep in front of the governor's mansion. I think every single Nevada citizen in Northern Nevada should help Brian, and let's all sleep in the mansion. And if that don't work, why don't all of us get together like we would do back in the Civil War days and tear down the freaking mansion's doors and drag Sisalac through the streets of Nevada? That's what should be done.
We can't turn to violence, Mark.
Why?
Because we know that Black Lives Matter is a sham, and that's what they're trying to get people to do, is go to the violence. because as our legislators and as our elected representative have shown, the only people that are going to be hurt from the violence are the people who are the innocent victims in all of this, the people who are literally on the right. BLM is going out there to entice people to get worked up to go out and fight. That's what they want, and we cannot give that to them. Because when you go into the violence, you break down the civil society. And we can't let them have that. We cannot let them take that from us. But we can go down and all just start sleeping at the mansion. We can do that. And if law enforcement says that, no, you got to move along, tell them you're homeless. Use the homeless issue against them, because they've used it against taxpayers for so long, having to clean up the crap, having to clean out the river from them defecating in it for our drinking water, that we should be able to go out and use the same excuses. I'm homeless. I have no place else to go, and I know the governor's mansion is guarded, so I know I will be safe from the rapes and the murders and everything else that happens in homeless encampments. Mark, we can't let them take civility away from us. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.